Up next on JusticeFoundation.org, Roland Washington, Montel Jennings, and Rene Valdiserra interview Steve Wesley, former candidate for California State Governor in 2006. This podcast was recorded live on January 31st, 2007. This is David Kordsmeyer from the Justice Foundation, and I am excited to bring you another edition of the Worker Justice Talk with host Roland Washington.
KPOO 89.5 San Francisco, the Community Worker. My name is Roland Washington. I have with me today Montel Jennings, Rene Villadarosa, and Steve Wesley, who ran for governor in the last election.
Thanks for being on today, Steve. One of the things I want to ask you, I know that you have strong support for Senator Barack Obama, who's running for president. I want for you to convey your thoughts on the matter.
Well, first, it's great to be here. And look, I'm excited. I think, like a lot of Americans are, the reason is I think Senator Obama is exciting Americans like nobody I've seen since Bobby Kennedy. And I've had the opportunity to campaign up and down the state with the senator. And I'll tell you, I'm seeing folks come out you don't see come out in politics usually. I'm seeing young people, teachers, working people, people of color. I think Senator Obama is the one person I know running for president who can bring people together and get the country back on the right track again.
Okay, and do you believe that he can reach out to those people that have been historically disenfranchised, those people who are undecided voters, young folks?
I think he absolutely can. And I think what Obama represents is the American dream. I mean, he's a guy who came from humble backgrounds to be extraordinarily successful. He has a story of being biracial, a father from Africa, a Caucasian mother having grown up partly in Asia. This is a story that I think speaks to all Americans, and I think he speaks in a way that touches people. And I think we've seen that by two best-selling books. Whenever he's on Oprah, this is a man who people can kind of feel his genuineness. That's a powerful thing in politics.
Yeah, I agree with you. And could you share with us how you're working with him with regard to the California Leadership Committee and the outreach that you're doing there and providing leadership to those people that historically haven't had that?
Well, the senator has asked me to be one of his state co-chairs, so obviously I'm going to raise as much money for him as possible because I know if Senator Obama can get his message out, he's going to win. But I'll obviously be helping him in other ways. He'll be going out in the African-American community, the student community, the Latino community. I think this is a person who gets in his core, his soul, that America's strength is that it's a multicultural country where everybody has a chance to be successful. I think this optimistic message of hope that's not business-as-usual politics, I think that's what is touching people. He's new, he's fresh, he's real. I think he's going to be our next president.
Do you see the internet playing a role in this when we're looking at the different races participating in the?
I have a bias here because I've come from the technology space. And, look, this is part of the new thing. In the old days, it was going door to door, and now you can reach people often easier and more people faster through the internet. Senator Obama has, I think, one of the best websites in politics. I think he's going to be doing a lot of campaigning over the internet, and I think that's one of the things that shows he gets it.
Yes. Hi, Steve. This is Rene. I'm one of the founders of RedTap. It's a grassroots internet company. We're in San Francisco in the Mission District, and we offer low-cost access to the internet. And we work a lot with the Latino community and underserved communities that have limited access to the internet. And how do you see this in terms of having a community that underserved or not having internet access and therefore are left out of the opportunity to gain that visibility via the internet?
Well, I think there's 2 points here. First, Senator Obama wants to reach out to everybody, and so you're going to see him traveling up and down the state, not just raising money, but doing community events, out talking to people, touching people where they live and work. And I think you're going to see that Senator Obama does that more than other candidates. Second, We have a digital divide here, and one of the things I'm doing in Silicon Valley is everything I can to see if we can get more people online, and that's important too. By the way, if any of your listeners want to find out more about Obama, they can go to his website, which is www.barackobama.com, and it's a great way to get involved.
Great. Well, on that note, we know you're a very busy man, and so we want to thank you for participating with us today in this interview, and we look forward to seeing the momentum that Obama can generate.
Well, look, we have the most multicultural country in the world. I think it would be inspiring if we had the first multicultural president, and when he called me, I just said, sign me up. So I think it's going to be exciting, not just for America, but for the world. And maybe in the future we can get together and talk about how we can close that digital divide, because that's one of our challenges as a country. And I want to see, like Senator Obama, the day where we can bring all Americans together, and getting everybody online is going to be a good start to doing just that.
Thank you.
All right. Hey, thank you,
all right.
Steve, very
thank
much
you.
For
Look
your
forward
time.
To talk to you again.
All right. Thanks.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Worker Justice Talk, podcast edition, with Roland Washington. The Worker Justice Talk is a production of JusticeFoundation.org and Red Tap. Most editions are recorded live at the studios of Red Tap, located in the heart of the Mission District in San Francisco. The Worker Justice Talk is available online at JusticeFound.org and for download on iTunes. The post-production audio engineer was me, David J. Kortzmeyer. Join us next time for another edition of the Worker Justice Talk.